A string of toy companies are facing legal action for selling unsafe toys which pose choking hazards to young children. Cinevan International Limited has been fined $81,000. Another four companies are before the courts. Stuart Wallace is the consumer manager at the Commerce Commission and is with us. Morena.
Hey, good morning.
So these toys that have garnered the fine of $81,000, what are we talking about?
Well, there were a range of toys in that case, but they're toys for young children, children under the age of three. And in that area, it's important that those toys have to be safe before they're able to be sold.
Sure, but what was unsafe about them?
Well, they had small parts that broke off and could have caused a choking hazard for young children. The problem with children under three, they don't have a properly developed coughing reflex, and so that's a very dangerous situation.
So how did they get into this situation where these toys were being sold to very young children or for use by very young children?
Well, the problems that we've found have been mainly at the discount end of the market, the cheaper stores. That's where we've found most of the issues. We've got a very active inspection program. Last few years, we've carried out literally hundreds of inspections to inspect toys that are being sold and to follow up anything that concerns us. And almost all the prosecutions, we've now up to about 20 in the product safety area, mostly unsafe toys in the past few years. Most of those cases have arisen out of the proactive inspections that we've done.
Are you anticipating, more charges coming? I appreciate there are another four before the courts, but is this a problem that will anticipate more coming?
Yes, those cases are in front of the courts, and there may be further to those. So yes, it has been quite a common issue, but to date we haven't had too many by way of repeat offenders, so we are hoping that the traders are getting the message here.
Thank you very much for your time, Stuart Wallace.